And Justice Minister Helen McEntee is here in studio. The Minister secured $3.9 billion in Budget 25. $2.5 billion of that is earmarked for the Garda. There's also to be major investment in the prison service, the immigration service and in services for domestic and gender violence. Minister McEntee, good morning.
Good morning, Andrew.
Let's start with the Garda Síochána. $2.5 billion earmarked for them. Half a billion, you say, in extra investment in your term of office. But for all the money, the fact of the matter is, the target for the number of Gardaí your government set is 15,000. We're barely above 14,000. The GRA, for all the extra money, they're saying they've been promised that gap will be made up before. They haven't seen it. Will they see it this time next year?
Firstly, overall, this is a step change for the entire budget, the entire justice sector, and that will allow us to do more, not just for An Garda Síochána, but as you've said, the prisons, the immigration system, dealing with victims and domestic and sexual violence. When it comes to An Garda, we're seeing the numbers increase, and that's the most important thing here. Last year, you had over 760 new recruits in our college. It's six
barely
times
covering the number of retirements.
It's six times the number we had the year before, and it's the highest we've had since 2019. I want us to go further, and so this budget ensures that money is not a problem, that we can go up to 1,000 Gardaí, but also that there will be additional staff hired, which obviously more staff frees up Gardaí for frontline policing. And for the first time in 7 years, we now have a reserve campaign, which means that you then have additional support for Gardaí for the large events, for the concerts, for the festivals, for the events that we see happening more regularly that Gardaí have to police as well. So all of this is assisting the work of the Gardaí while also ensuring that we have a budget. So this year alone, we're spending €155 million on new technologies, on assistance for Gardaí to make sure that when they're out, that they can stay out doing their job on the beat. There's €100 million more being spent. What's that going into? Body cameras, handheld devices, better equipment, better technology, so that when the Gardaí that we have are out on the beat, they're not having to go back to the station. They're able to stay in communities and they're using the most up-to-date technology, because so much crime and so much of what they're dealing with now is online, as we're seeing from the hotline report and so many of the difficulties that are taking place online as well.
Yeah, but the fact that you're budgeting, what, 13% more, €150 million for overtime, isn't that a sign that you know you're not going to have enough Gardaí, however many you get in? The problem is they're barely covering the retirements.
Well, firstly, I've increased the retirement age. So only in the last month, Gardaí who want to stay beyond the age of 60 can now stay to 62. That's something that they have been asking for, and I've been working with them for many years. So I hope that we'll have many Gardaí with huge experience that will stay on. We also have members starting later in life. I've increased the allowance that Gardaí get going into the college. So it's doubled in the last year alone. While that won't encourage everyone to change their mind if they perhaps thought finance was an issue, it will certainly mean that more are coming in. Separate to that then, acknowledging, and I can see there needs to be a further step change in how we recruit people. I have a group that has been working this year on recommendations, and they'll have them to me now in the next few weeks. What more can we do outside of Templemore? How do we look at perhaps satellite training? How do we look at remote training? How do we look at
because
making it even quicker?
Something's going to have to be done that will give us a serious step change forward, isn't it? Because, I mean, Drew Harris himself has said on the record, because the population has grown so much, a million more people in the last 20 years, growing at a rate far greater than official forecasts had predicted, he says he needs 18,000 Garda. Now, there's zero chance of that in the lifetime of this government, or probably even in the next.
Well, I agree with him. The target of 15,000 is the first target, and we need to go beyond that. And without going back to this, but if COVID hadn't meant that we closed the college for health and safety reasons, we'd have 1,000 Gardaí more than we have now. And that's why it's taken the time to go beyond the 14,000. And we're slowly starting to creep beyond that.
Okay, but
it's taken longer
question.
Than any of us would like, but money is not going to be an issue here. What we need to do is look at how can we do things differently.
Yeah.
That's why increasing the retirement age, the age of entry, making sure we have allowances there for Gardaí, while also looking at can we do it differently in a quicker way without jeopardising the excellent training programme that Gardaí go through when they are in Templemore.
But for instance, the road traffic unit, numbers down. Will you get those numbers back up to the level that they should be at? By when? And isn't the fact that you're spending so much, what is it, 9 million on speed cameras? Isn't that a sign that you don't have enough Gardaí on the roads?
Well, I think the number of road deaths, we're talking about people here and families have lost loved ones. It's an unacceptable number, and everything that can be done is being done to reduce the number of road deaths. And thankfully, in the last number of months, we've started to see that slow down, albeit I know we've had some horrific, really tragic incidents in the last
number
of weeks.
When will the road traffic unit be fully staffed?
there are three competitions underway at the moment. There's three regions where there had been gaps and those competitions are near completion. So the Garda Commissioner had given a commitment that the overall number would increase by 75. But we cannot get stuck on this idea that it's just simply roads policing. They play an absolutely vital role in changing behaviours and making sure that people are held accountable. And in the last year alone, because Gardaí are now doing 30 minutes of roads policing, not just the roads policing teams, but all members, we've seen an increase in detections for non-seatbelt wearing, for use of mobile phones,
and this
half hour
a day that all Gardaí are supposed to be doing on the beat that Drew Harris asked, that's been criticised, people saying it's not working.
It is working and the figures show it's working. We've had increased detections in, as I've said, people not wearing seatbelts, on their phones, learner drivers. There's been an increase in cars taken off our roads, and actually I mentioned handheld devices earlier. Gardaí now have at their fingertips an app on their phone which they can tell immediately whether a car has insurance or not, and because of that we've had a massive increase in the number of cars being taken off our roads. So technology with the Gardaí themselves is making a difference, and that's why my announcement today of €9 million for static speed cameras is a really important part of that. We already have testing happening on the M5 and the M3 where we know our problematic roads in Mayo and Cavan for average speed cameras. If you look at the Port Tunnel, anybody thinks of the Port Tunnel, it's a 98-99% compliance rate of the speed. If you have more average speed cameras and static cameras across the country, coupled with Gardaí, coupled with obviously improvements in our roads, but also people changing their behaviour. And I have to stress this, the Gardaí are saying very clearly, and it's post-COVID in particular, people are taking more risks. They're speeding, they're getting into the car after drinking, taking drugs, and you can see that reflected in our roads. And that's not laying blame, but I think we all have a responsibility with all of the other things that are happening, investment in technology, increasing our Garda resources, making sure that we have
and a lot of that
the appropriate
behavior, of course,
infrastructure.
Yeah, and I want to move on to talk about prison. But a lot of that behaviour is because people don't think they're going to see a Garda.
Again, I think that doesn't reflect the figures. I mean, we've seen those changes in behaviour and with the Gardaí out on the roads, they are enforcing more, they are detecting more, but also we're seeing changes in particular where years ago people got behind the wheel with drink. That changed. It's now going back to that again. So there's a role for everybody here. But these static cameras, I think, will be really helpful. We've seen in other countries where you use more and more technology, people are more likely to abide because they know the cameras are there and they know that they have to change their behaviour.
An 18% increase in the prisons budget. Is that going to be enough to fix 10% overcrowding in our prisons?
I believe so. This is a significant increase compared to, and obviously over the last number of years, I have increased and built on the overall budget for our prisons. But this will allow us to continue the rollout of 1,100 new prison spaces that I've already planned for, 150 starting this year, the remainder in the 4 years beyond. It allows for hiring of 350 prison officers. That's a significant increase in the numbers we've seen year on year. That's not just to allow us to open up, but also to manage the prisons, to have education, to have rehabilitation. I mean, the whole point of putting people in prison is to try and rehabilitate people so that when they get out, they're not committing crimes again. So these figures are a massive step change and will allow us not just to expand the population, but I hope ensure that we are more targeted in our prisons. But it also helps keep people safe where you have a large number in prisons as well.
We heard the hotline report in the bulletin from Alva Keneally, child abuse imagery and disturbing imagery increasing by a third. Again, it's back to the issue of enforcement. Do we have the right regulations? Are they being enforced properly? And is a government that's spending €9 million on phone pouches, is that going to help kids in this area?
Well, the fact of the matter, and it's not just this report shows it, but many reports, child sexual abuse is a growing problem. And while technology is amazing, it has enabled this type of abuse. We have very strong laws in this regard. Our Gardaí are doing fantastic work. We have a specialised unit within An Garda Síochána specifically focused on this. Commission a man now will be responsible in making sure that illegal content like child sexual abuse material is taken down. But I believe we need to do more. The facial recognition legislation that I will bring forward in the coming weeks will allow Gardaí to use facial recognition to try and identify victims, but also perpetrators. But beyond that, I believe our biggest challenge is the fact that more and more of this type of abuse and material is going to the dark web. So it's going into end-to-end encryption. It's going into spaces where Gardaí and others cannot access them. And that's why at a European level, I believe we need to do more. I've been working closely with my colleague, Commissioner Johansson, who is absolutely determined that as a unit, as a union, we work on this and that companies do more. And I believe that they can do more. We're not there yet, but I'm absolutely there needs to be a step change here as well, because this is an issue that is growing, it's getting worse, and I believe that we can do more.
The facial recognition legislation you mentioned, one of the signature pieces of legislation you've been working on as Minister is the hate crime legislation. Now, you've dropped clauses you say there were no consensus on, although there's still some controversy about genders other than male or female. That wording is still in there. A lot of talk about a November election. Are you going to get that passed into law, that bill?
Well, my intention is to enact the hate crime legislation. As you've mentioned, the incitement piece has been removed because I don't believe there's a consensus there, and I believe that we need a consensus to bring it forward. So I absolutely intend to
legislate. Were you told to drop that because there was a November election coming up? And if there's a November election, is that bill going to be passed into law by this government?
So no, I wasn't told to drop it. I brought forward this proposal. I've been working on this, and I can see that for something as important as this, we need a consensus. But I can also see that hate crime is on the rise. We are the only country in Europe that does not have hate crime legislation. And so I am absolutely determined that we will enact this element. For a future government, I believe that we do need to return
November
to hate speech.
November election or no?
I can't tell you that. It's obviously a matter for the Taoiseach, but I intend to do as much as I can, whether it's the Family Courts Bill that I'm working on at the moment to establish new family jurisdictions in our courts, whether it's the FRT, the facial recognition technology, which will be absolutely vital, mm-hmm. not just in dealing with riotous behaviour, but dealing with child sexual abuse and other serious crime, or whether it's the hate crime legislation. I absolutely intend to progress them as much as I can.
And of course, that's all part of Micheál Martin's argument, isn't it, for the government continuing till February to get the pending legislation passed. Whether the government lasts till February or November, I want to ask you a question about your time as Minister for Justice. You took a lot of flack for taking maternity leave. Did you ever regret that? Do you want to see ministers doing this in future?
Absolutely not. I will never regret the time that I've spent at home with my children. And while it's a juggle now, you know, they come first and they will always come first. And so to be able to take that time is hugely important. And I think it is so important that other young mothers and indeed fathers are able to take that time. Deputy Kearns, obviously, I hope, you know, and that's
Holly
obviously
Kearns,
a it's very much a decision for her, and it's a personal decision for everybody. But the option should be there. It should never be a deterrent for anybody going into any job, whether it's politics or otherwise. And I think it's really important that people and mothers have the ability, if they want to spend that time with their children. So absolutely not. Would never regret it. And I think it's really important that we allow for that to become the norm and that it's not criticised. Why would it be criticised?
Justice Minister Helen McEntee, thank you for joining us on Morning Ireland. And now at the time of 27 minutes to 9, Brian Jennings has the news headlines.